Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, a fairly brief timeout in between our matches here at Jefferson County North High School. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Kirk Hillman in studio. Another Northeast Kansas League try, and impressive for Jefferson County North to come back the way they did in that second set and ultimately sweep Jackson Heights in our first matchup tonight, 25-17, 28-26. Now we shift gears to the league leaders right now, top standings, the Horton Chargers, as they get set for another battle with the Cobras. We saw these two go at it last week, and now it's ultimately very important for Jackson Heights to come away with a win, to keep themselves in that arms race top of the league here.
Not only top of the league, but also seeding-wise for the regional. But I'll tell you what, Horton, they've had a great stellar year this year. It's been 11 years since 2013. This team has had a 500 finish for a year. They are on pace for it. They will get it. I tell you what, Horton overall, just a great year, and especially against Jackson Heights. Right now on the year, they're 2-0 against Jackson Heights. They beat them in the Hiawatha tournament. It was 25-15, 25-18, and then last week at the Horton try, they beat them 25-12, lost second set 25-13, and then finished it with set number three, 25-17. 2-2 against Jackson Heights last year, but this team, Horton, this is a special year for them, trying to win the league, and if they want to try to secure that spot, this win against Jackson Heights right here is major.
It would be massive, and we saw these two again go at it last week, and again it was Jackson Heights losing to Horton in three sets. I'll give you a stat here. You do as much prep, you know, for these broadcasts as anybody. I commend you for that, but I do got a number here for you. So the three-set match with Jackson Heights and Horton, Horton enters 9-0. So that match against Jackson Heights is the only matchup in league play where Horton has had to go to three sets. The other eight have been sweeps. Horton, 17-9, that is quick math, 26 matches in total. How many do you think of the 26 total matches that Horton has had to go to a third set?
That's the 26
total matches. So again, eight of the nine yeah, league matches have been sweeps. We saw Jackson Heights take them to three sets last week. That's the only league match where Horton has had to go three sets. The rest have been sweeps. You get me?
Yeah, so 14.
So I'm asking, just obviously they've played 26 total matches.
26 total matches.
How many of the 26 total? You know one for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to tell you, 7 of 26.
I'm not a word problem guy, man.
Like, 7 of 26 of Horton's matches have gone to three sets. So a majority of their matches are sweeps. They don't go to three sets often. We mentioned Jackson Heights, the lone team in league play so far to take them to three sets last week. So Horton, again, they're having their best year in a long time, and when they get wins, they get it done. They sweep. They don't take three sets too often. And if you're the Cobras here coming off kind of an exhausting second set where you blow a big lead and have three separate times at set point and ultimately can't come up with it, I'm interested to see how the Cobras respond here against the top team in the league right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting response. Also, don't throw a word problem at me ever again. That wouldn't confuse me.
Look, Kurt, when you talk to him, I mean, what are we doing here?
Listen, that's what I'm going to school for. But, hey, you know what?
You're going to school for word problems?
No word problems.
Is that what you're doing?
Right now, Horton, they're going to try to come out here, and they're going to try to school the Cobras and teach them a lesson here in week number two.
I think they're about
to
take you to school.
They might, but Jackson Heights, they want to teach them a thing or two that they might have picked up from last week. As you mentioned, Jackson Heights, the only team in league play to get this team into a total of three sets.
There you go. You got it.
So it's going to be interesting here for Jackson Heights.
Well, again, now they're two back in the loss column to Horton. So it took them a little bit. That's right, Kurt. So Chargers will be on the far side of the floor. Cobras near side. Number one team in the league right now, Piper Chartier. Far side of the floor, road blue uniforms for the Chargers. They are taking on the Cobras here. Match number two of three here tonight. Horton, an opportunity to really create some separation here after Jackson Heights let one slip away against JCN And the first matchup here tonight. Chargers 17-9, 9-0 in the league. Jackson Heights 13-7, now 8-2.
I'll tell you one thing about Horton. Their success when it comes to serving the ball, it will be returnable here, but we saw what they were able to do last week.
Chartier with the dig. Chargers punch one across on a free ball. We're off and running here. Match number two. Chargers again, far side of the floor. This is Horton, by the way. Two sets of Chargers here in tonight's try in the NEKL. Here's Shoup, middle of the floor, top of the net. Batted into the air. Chargers again scrambling. And Chartier on a free ball gets it across. So a good rally here for what we're looking for, the first point here tonight in this second matchup. Horton again, set, spike, and kill. Carly Hutflitz puts it down. And we certainly called her name quite a bit last week. And she gets Horton out to a 1-0 lead.
Well, she's the first-team all-league returner in the NEKL. She's the only one who comes in here tonight as a first-team all-league returner. And really, you can see why.
There's a set and a good defensive play up front. Chargers led by Bobby Becker that time on the defensive effort. And a block there makes it 2-0.
Yeah, but also on the assisting block, you cannot forget Carly Hutflitz already influencing the first 2 points of the game for the Chargers.
So Chartier back to it. Leaping high, sending it across. And an ace. Pretty good start here for the Chargers.
Talked about it. Aces. That's what they were able. That was the ace up their sleeve last week.
There you go.
It was the ability to dominate behind the service line. And right here, Piper Chartier, one of the team's leading servers, getting their first ace of the night.
Well, the Cobras again, a little bit slow to start here in the first set of match number two. Here's Hutflitz again, and that time defended well, but it goes out of play. So Hutflitz getting that point once again, and it's 4-0.
Hutflitz already with 2 kills on this one. And putting some momentum in favor of the Chargers.
So Chartier continues to serve. This time the Cobras able to get it across with Sherling. Now the Chargers push it back, but it was set up for Shoup, and now a whistle. Boy, they set up Shoup, and she mistimed her jump and got up into the net. So the Chargers get a free one there. It's now 5-0.
Jackson Heights, they need to keep doing that, setting up for Shoup. Shoup is one of the heavy hitters here on this team, along with Bosley and Sherling.
Well, speaking of Shoup, two-handed tap, deflected. Popped up into the air by Becker, now in the wrong direction. Horton sends a free ball over. Mulroy, Shoup, far side, and she puts one down. So there it is, first kill for Shoup. And finally, the first point for Jackson Heights. It's now 5-1.
Yeah, just brought it up. You know, feed Shoup the ball on the outside position. She does a great job rotating to it quickly and swiftly, but unfortunately, the senior here, McKinley Mulroy, on the service error.
I feel like one of the last teams you want to just give free points to
is
probably
Horton.
Horton at this point.
Yeah,
the way they play.
If there's one team that knows how to ride away, it is the Chargers.
Becker with the serve, a 6-1 start here for Horton. Match two, set one. JCN victorious over the Cobras in the first match in straight sets. And here's another point. Ella Sturton getting involved here. Now it's a 7-1 Chargers lead. I think you legitimately have the case for 3, maybe even 4 first-team All-League selections for this Horton team in 2024.
Oh, it's for sure definitely half of this team is going to be in the consideration.
Here's Shoup. They get set up, batted into the air. Can they get it across on a third try? Slap down, but too strong. Hutflitz, the miss hit. It was a great job by Horton to just keep that one in play for a minute. But Hutflitz too strong there, and it's now 7-2.
And you talk about all-team, you know, returners for next year, too. But Bryn Shoup, she's also going to be one to consider for the Cobras, how much she's been able to do.
There's Lydia Link, who puts one down. Her first kill. Pushed it to her front side left of the net. Now 8-2 is the Horton start here. And undefeated in league play at 9-0.
And this Chargers team, they got 4 seniors, Kabia, Hufflis, Lincoln, Chartier, and that's what helps them in their dominance, not only in the league, but in the regional, just finding those dominant seniors in their leadership.
Free ball sent across. Here is Link. Kind of miss hit on the set, but Hufflis still a good spike, but the Cobras defend it. Now Sherling hits one in a good spot and gets a point there. Anna Sherling, the junior. Much needed for Jackson Heights. Now back to within 5. It's 8-3. Just trying to creep their way back. Again, they really let that second set get away from them against JCN earlier. Here's covers up into the net, trying to kill it, but missed time the jump. Back-to-back points for the first time for the Cobras, and they're within 8-4.
That's where I miss from cover sub. She's the tallest one here on the court, and she does a great job of, even with her height, she has verticality, and all the time she can get those plays over the net.
Covers up with a one-hand save to keep that one alive. Cobras push it. Bosley, well set, well defended. Covers up in on the stop. Now Melly's two hands across. Chargers middle of the floor. Hutfliss sets one up and knocks it down. And up right next to us here up high. And again, Hutfliss, third kill. 9-4. The Horton lead.
Brandon, you would make a very good libero. That was right in there for you to play.
I know. You know, sometimes in life you just make decisions, and that time I made
a business
decision there to not go for it. We're leaning over the rails here, so we're just trying to stay upright. As covers up the net, and blocks one down, and makes it 10-4.
Yeah, covers up, who also manages to stay upright and put that one down.
Big block by covers up. You mentioned the tallest. Right now for the Chargers in the front of the net. And there's a service there. It was mishit by Hutfliss. And 10-5, another double up here. Patty Bacon's going to come in to serve. A junior for Jackson Heights. Chargers are still undefeated in league play. These two met last week. It went three sets. And the Chargers won it. And Chartier with the kill this time. 11-5 is the score. So Horton again, they scored the first five here in set one and not trailed since. Closest that Jackson Heights has been is four. Here's Mulroy across. Chartier, they push it back for covers up. Leaning back, gets it across. Diving save there by Chesney Cochran to keep it alive. Now the Chargers back, push it front of the net, covers up, left hand, not much behind it. Cochran again, now Bacon with two hands. Chargers, set, middle, spike, and out. Well, they set up Becker in a beautiful spot, center front of the net, but just hit it too strong.
Yeah, rare miss for Bobby Becker, the sophomore. And she's one of those players from this Horton team you can consider maybe being an honorable mention for the league. And again, just a rare miss.
Another missed time jump there by covers up, but still got it across. Now Shoop leaning and across the net and can't get it on the other side. So miss hit by Shoop. Our third double up. One point it was 8-4. One point it was 10-5. Now it's 12-6. Bosley to serve. Or correction, to 7.
Yeah, covers up just couldn't get it down. And here another point for Jackson Heights. Hit straight into the net. From Cameron Cabilla to Libero.
So 11-8. So back-to-back points here. Missed one just a moment ago. Apologize for that. So best run for the Cobras so far to get back to within three as Bosley serves it. Covers up. One hand across the net. Now Bacon up front. Leaning back. Firing. Bosley covers up. Somehow batted around and kept alive. And I don't think it was touched.
It was not.
So Jackson Heights gets the point. All of a sudden, they're within 11-9.
I saw Bosley's reaction to that one. She kind of cringed back a little bit, knowing that, yeah, it's a good thing I didn't hit that one because it was sailing quite out of bounds.
Cobras have their best little rally going, 4 in a row and 5 of 6, but that time it was Becker. Gets one back here for Horton. 12-9. Stops that little bit of a run, so 5 different Chargers have kills here in the opening set.
Yeah, certain.
Hutfliss has three.
Yeah. Chartier as well as Link.
Yep. Here's Melly's just barely tapping it across. Now Link right to Bacon. Mulroy far side. Shoot spike and I'll put it three rows up into the stands. Way too strong and it's now 13-9.
Just a souvenir.
Yep. One fan's going home with a game ball, as some would say. Chargers on the serve, Shoop on the dig, Bacon with the set, Melly's with the tap, not much behind it, Chargers now set, here is Chartier, tipped and down it goes. Tipped in the air by the Cobras front line, it was Melly's, but again, Chartier, her second kill. 14-9, so after Cobras got to within 2 at 11-9, 3 straight for Horton. 14-9 now the advantage, as Shoop will blast one across, and it got just in front of the line. Back right corner, just teed it up on the 90-degree mark. And makes it 14-10. Much needed kill. Jackson Heights, you don't want to fall behind too much. Got to keep it within arm's length here.
Against a Chargers team like this, who can pretty much general an offense when they're back there on the serving line.
To the front of the net, Link. Bacon up in the air. Now Shoup on a second one. Sends it across. Back to the net. Here's Chartier. They set it up, and down it goes. Well, it was deflected by the front line. It was Chesney Cochran, but it will be another kill for Piper Chartier. And now she's got three, and the lead is five at 15-10.
And only three kills, but also an ace to tack onto it. Chartier, she's an honorable mention returner here from the league. And
ooh, nearly got another one, but too strong. That was like right on top of us. We were both just kind of looking at it, seeing that was a good call by the official. Just a scotch out. Now 15-11. Mulroy to serve. Right side of the floor, hits it back middle, pushed up front middle, front left, there's the set, there's the spike, not much behind it by Becker. Now Shoup, middle of the floor, left side, and it's deflected, so it's going to be a point. Sturton tried to pull her hand back at the last second, but could not do so. It would have been long, but instead Shoup another kill. Back-to-back points, 15-12. The Horton lead cruising along here, first set, match two. Chartier, front middle, front right, set. Hutfliss spike and buries it in the back corner. Hutfliss again, kill number four. Couldn't have stood over that line and dropped it in a better spot. 16-12.
Yeah, Hutfliss, she just has great accuracy and preciseness when she puts down her kills, finding the back row corner, as you mentioned.
Becker, Mulroy, front of the net. There's the set, there's the spike. Too strong, it was mishit. And Chesney Cochran, again, a chance, tried to put it in the back left corner, but sailed it too far left and not more back than needed. 17-12. And the lead is back to five. So Horton had let Jackson Heights get to within two, but they have controlled the pace back up since then. There's a set and a spike. Good defense. Sherling tried to put one home. Now Sturton, Cobras get it back, push it, shoot, far side, spike, and taking one off the face is Becker. That's a painful point for the Cobras. 17-13.
And now, none other than Shoup, she's the kill leader here for the Cobras today and on the year, and she has an opportunity to try to go for that Cobra comeback.
17-13, Horton. Right now, these are the top two teams in the league standings. Chargers are still undefeated. Missing that one was, I believe, Lydia Link tried the back right corner. And a scotch strong. It's 17-14, so they're back to within three.
Link, she had a really nice behind-the-back setup from Hutfliss. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, just put it out of bounds.
Here's the set. Here's the spike off the top of the net. Diving save. Shoup now keeping it back inside the box and sent across by Mulroy. Chargers have a good set. There's the set. There's the deflection. Good job by Chesney Cochran, and now she'll get it back across. Becker up to the front of the net. Chartier saves it. Mulroy for the Cobras, pushing it backside, and tap down by Hutfliss. Good block there. 18-14. Right place, right time for Carly Hutfliss.
And she's got five. This team's 18 points here in set number one. She's just showing dominance.
Bosley gets it back into the middle of the floor. Free ball sent across. Now the Chargers, Chartier, Hutfliss leaning, firing, but it's sent back across. Good job by the libero and Layla Cochran. There's a miss hit by Sturton at the front of the net. Jackson Heights back to within three, 18-15. Two is the closest that the Cobras have been with. And it was 11-9 at that point. Horton scored the first five in this set. Cobras have not led. Covers up. Too strong with it. And again, back to within two for the first time since 11-9. It's 18-16 Horton.
Jackson Heights just has the roll-off momentum. We haven't seen a single timeout from either team, so you might be considering a timeout here for Horton if Jackson Heights picks up this next point. They do off the ace from Chesney.
Chesney Cochran with the ace, her first here tonight. And that's going to force Horton to call a timeout. It's a one-point match here in the first set. 18-17. We'll step aside for a tight 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cobras on the best run here in set number one. They have clawed their way back to within 18-17 against the NEKL leading Horton Chargers. Match two, set one tonight. Here on KNZA, out of that first time out, Horton with the set, and the spike kill for Carly Hutflix. It's been the story for Horton here. And set number one, 19-17, she's now got five kills and a block as well.
And that's just a great timeout taken from Horton, getting the first point to come out of it. And again, that's her senior leader, Carly Hutflix.
Melly's too strong on the kill. Front middle of the net, and the sophomore Melly sends it strong, so... So back-to-back points out of that timeout has extended the Horton lead back to three. And Shoup diving to avoid the ace, and it's hit back over, and then Sturton finishes. Good job by Ella Sturton, kind of right place, right time. And three straight out of the timeout, and Horton's lead quickly back to four, 21-17. Here's Bosley, back side, there's the... Good dig by Becker. Chargers get it front of the floor. Chartier gets it down. It was deflected and then found the opening. Chartier, four kills. 22-17, the Chargers leading it.
Yeah, Layla Cochran now comes into that back row. The libero for Jackson Heights, substituting in for Chesney.
Horton, four straight points out of that timeout. Cobras needing one back, and they get one back thanks to Anna Shirley.
That's her second kill here of set number two. Of course, we saw her a lot in that first triangular against JCN just weeks ago here on KMZ 103.9, and here you're starting to see her a little more in this first set against Horton.
22-18, Horton here, set number one. That's going to be an ace for Maddie Bacon. Couldn't get handled in on the back line by Kabia. Just kind of flung her hand out at it, and it's not going to get the job done, so... It is 22-19, but that one by Bacon, too strong. Service error makes it 23-19, so Horton two away from a set one victory. It'll be the sophomore Sturton. He's got a couple of kills here in the first set. Serves it across. Mulroy, middle of the floor. Bacon back to Mulroy. There's the spike. Good dig by Kabia. Now tapped across by the Chargers. Bacon again, back to Melly's diving efforts. Hutflix keeps it alive, now covers up on a third try. Shoup to an E. Bacon, two hands across. Hutflix, far side, Chartier, good defense, but down it goes. Bosley got a hand on it, but not much to get it back across, and it is set point now for Horton.
Chargers dominance, both with Chartier and Hutflix at five kills apiece. I mean, they represent 10 of the 24 total points here on this one. That one goes right into the net. Service error for Sturton.
So Sturton, the service error, and it's 24-20. Still set point here for Horton. Bosley the serve. Kabia, Chartier. Hutflix will push it across. Bosley here, back of the line. Now pushed across on a second try. Covers up, taps it down, and that's the winner. Trying to get it to the front of the net. Jackson Heights, and they pushed it too far across. And Horton survives the late push and takes set one against the Cobras, 25-20. That's set one score. Let's take a timeout, and we'll come back for set two right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Jefferson County North High School, home of the Chargers, another Northeast Kansas League try here, Volleyball Tuesday night on KNZA. We'll be in the Big East next week at Nemaha Central, but well, the Horton Chargers set one win over Jackson Heights here in this second matchup, 25-20, and they scored the first 5 points in that set. And combination again, Carly Hutfliss, Piper Chartier, 5 kills apiece, Hutfliss a block two. Those two pretty dominant as they're able to hold off a Jackson Heights rally.
Yeah, all the seniors for the Horton Chargers combined for together 11 kills. And then, you know, one interesting thing about Horton is they didn't really dominate from the service line like we've been seeing. We saw that a lot last week. Instead, it was more of a setting up some quality passes to their outside hitters, that being Hutfliss and Chartier. So maybe we might see that in the Chargers in set number two. But for Jackson Heights, they played a good set number one against Horton the last time. In set number one last week, they lost 25-12. And then Jackson Heights won set number two, 25-13. We'll still see if they keep that same script here. But for the Horton Chargers, of course, they want to take this victory so they can keep undefeated in the NKL League.
Well, Jackson Heights again taking that first loss to JCN, putting themselves a little more behind the eight ball in the standings. So here we go, set number two. Chargers trying to start beating an inch closer to a league championship. Here's Shoup. The kill shot, but way too strong. And we've seen that a lot from her tonight. Not quite as crisp, the junior Bryn Shoup. She's had some really good setups, but been strong on a few, and the Chargers take a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, last week we saw her tighten up those shots and get them, but this week just a little bit of a struggle.
And a battle at the net is won by Jackson Heights due to the violation there, so a 1-1 tie.
Is won by Horton.
Correction, no, it is won by Horton, okay. Beg your pardon there, so the Chargers now 2-0. Strong serve by Chartier, and the Cobras scramble to get it across and do so. Kabia, Chartier, Hutfliss spike, but way too much. Now it's 2-1. And like sometimes your adrenaline gets the best of you.
Yeah, it's all just about heat. You might want to take a little gas off of it and let it, you know, fall short.
Sometimes
hit that line.
You want to just put it in neutral sometimes.
Put it in neutral.
Yeah, save some gas. Here's the serve, first time for Shoup in set two. Here's Shoup on a nice dig, but her teammate's nowhere to be found, and it just drops and hits the floor. After a nice hit by Bobby Becker, it was dug up by Shoup high into the air, and it's kind of like three infielders converging on a fly ball. Just nobody ends up taking it.
Yeah, I just want to find communication.
Mulroy, far side, Bosley working to her right, just pushes it across. Now the Chargers set it up. Chartier, front of the net, batted across by Link with the punch shot. Here's Becker. Chartier, they fake it to Hutfliss, Sturton spike, batted up into the air by Shoup. Now Bosley gets one down and finds some openings there.
Yeah, Bosley, great kill shot. Bobby Becker couldn't pick it up. She got to go for that right-hand dig. He couldn't get it.
Didn't say Bosley's name really a whole lot in that first set. The senior getting her team within 3-2. Here's Hutzlis leaning, dropping, and just a little bit outside the line. So a miss hit there, and it's now 3-3.
Also, first time Jackson Heights to lead over Horton for the night.
Yeah, they got down 5-0 in that first set. Got back to within 2 on a couple occasions, but never saw the lead, losing that first set 25-20. Chartier to Link, leaning back. Shoop on the dig to the front of the net. Couple Cobras converge, and then Shoop from the back line. Leaning back again, spikes it into the net. Horton retakes the lead at 4-3.
Well, right now we haven't seen any really kills or blocks from Horton. It's just Jackson Heights finding miscues on their offense.
There's Lydia Link on the serve. Shoop to a knee to get it. Now Sherling. Bosley tapped across by Mellies. Covers up. Now pushed across by Chartier. Mulroy from the back line. And now Shoop has to send it over on a free ball. Chartier left side. Hutfliss, good look. Good kill. There's Hutfliss picking up where she left off. And it's now 5-3 Horton.
And there's your first kill up at taken by Carly Hutfliss, and actually serve Lydia Link.
Link, the senior, sends it across. Layla Cochran, Mulroy, Bosley, too strong. Three straight now for Horton, and 3 is the lead. It is 6-3.
Yeah, one of the best shots you can take is the angle shot where you work left to right, right to left, but sometimes you put too much air on it, you sail it way out of bounds.
Mulroy trying to set up Sherling, puts one down, dug up by Becker, but lands completely on the other side. Now Mulroy taps it across, Chartier the dig, Link sets, Hutfliss pushing one across, one-handed save by Cochran. Now Mulroy back to Mellies, through the defense, and finds it through the arms of Hutfliss, and a point for Jackson Heights. Hutfliss just needed to close the hands a little bit more, left an opening for getting Mellies to push one through. So 6-4, Horton by 2, set 2. Jackson Heights again in danger. They need to win this second set, and the Chargers trying to create more separation atop the league standings here. Bosley sets it up. Good dig by Becker. Chartier left side, Hutfliss kill, and deflected, but it will be a Horton Chargers point again. 7-4, another kill for Hutfliss. She's had a fantastic match so far here against Jackson Heights.
Yeah, 7 total kills and a block. She's got 8 total points for her team. Represents 2 here in just this set alone.
Needs an ace to add to it, and right on cue, she puts an ace on the board.
That's her first ace.
Too much heat behind that one. And it's now 8-4, another double up here. Senator Jackson Heights crawled back in it. 5 of the last 6 scored by Horton. Another strong serve. Shoop is there. Bacon sets it up for Mellies. Hutfliss backside, Sturton spikes, and do they get the net as an issue? They do not, so it is a point for Sturton.
Yeah, our third kill of this game.
Timeout as well. So we get a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, 9-4. Good balance here for Horton, as again, they have scored 3 straight, 6 of the last 7. Opened up a 9-4 set 2 lead. They never trailed in the first set, winning 25-20, and talked about the scenarios that these teams could be facing tonight as we have just, what, 2 weeks left of regular season triangulars. And right now, if Horton can hold on here, they'll be 3 up in the loss column on Jackson Heights, who, again, before the try last week at Horton, those two were dead even in the standings. And now all of a sudden, within the span of 7 days, Horton has a chance to really create that separation and make it really hard for these other teams to come back.
And they will have a better winning percentage than Jackson Heights in the regional standings if they can take home the victory. And that will boost them just in that 4th spot in the regional.
Yeah, very challenging regional as that has been put out today. Again, cross country and volleyball both out. There's another miss hit by the Cobras up front by Mellies. And Horton gets the point out of the timeout. 4 straight, and 7 of the last 8 have gone to Horton. They lead it 10-4. Hutfliss again to serve. She's already got an ace on this run, and a diving effort by Shoop. And then covers up, taps it across. Now Bacon, far side for the Cobras. Mulroy long and way out of play. Miscue after miscue here for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, the sets have been a lot better than they were in that first set. They're actually able to get those passes into some good spots for their outside hitters, but those hitters, they're just not getting the right angle that they want to go up to up on the net.
Boy, they set one up for Chartier, but it's dug up by Bosley. Now Bosley gets it back. She'll lean back, tipped in the air, and a point. Bosley stops the run there, 11-5. Bosley, her second kill. Now has a chance to serve, but right now a six-point advantage here for Horton in set two. Becker goes down to get it. Chartier, good spot, good kill. Chartier, another kill. Six on the night. Her first here in this second set. Her again, Hutfliss and Chartier, those two leading the charge for Horton here tonight.
Yeah, and Hutfliss had a really nice setup there for that kill from Chartier.
Bacon to Mellies. Mellies, diving effort by Hutfliss to keep it alive. Now covers up, has to send it across on the free ball. Bacon, far side, shoot, good look, and gets one to go. Fights it through the arms of covers up. And Shoop, who's been a little bit quiet here in this second set, finally gets another kill. And it's now 12-6.
Now, fifth kill here of the game. Of course, you'd like to go back to all those missed opportunities, but there, you know, just keep looking ahead, and there she found a promised one.
Here is Becker, good set. High into the air, hits off the rafters, and Cobra's able to get it back across off the carom. Here's covers up. They get her a look, tipped in the air, and a kill for covers up. Mainly doing her damage up front, but that time mishandled by Bacon, and it's 13-6.
I'm not sure if that's one that Bacon needed to go for. It seems when she hit it, it was just above her head. But regardless, a great kill shot.
So Kabia now will serve it, and it's going to be an ace. Cameron Kabia, one of the few seniors, and we haven't really called her name a whole lot. She's kind of been steady, and gets a big ace right there, and it's now 14-6.
Well, she's just doing a great job in the back row. She has a heck of a time getting great passes to her teammates, and of course that ace, that boosts her confidence a little bit.
Kabia setting one up, but Link with the misfire right into the net. Another double up here. It's 14-7. Cobras get the serve back, but down a touchdown. Now, Horton had the big run and scored 9-10 at one point, including 6 in a row. But since then, we have split the last 6. And that time, Cobras go into the net with Mulroy, and it's now 15-7.
Well, anytime you can get through this ball back on a great break, it's unfortunate to get a service there. Jackson Knight's just having to refine some momentum in set number two.
Boy, it was perfectly set up for Hutfliss, who buries in another kill. That's just unlucky if you're Jackson Heights. It's now 16-7.
Eighth kill of the game, third kill of set number two. Hutfliss, man, she's leading the charge for the Chargers.
Chartier with the serve, high into the air, nearly off the basketball hoop, but stayed down, and the Cobras get it across. Kabia, Chartier, backside, there's the set, there's the spike, tipped up into the air by Sherling. Push back across, now Shoop gets a chance, but too strong again. 17-7. Shoop just a little off here, and had a lot of opportunities, but haven't been able to put them away.
Yeah, there's been plenty of great chances to put the king in check, but just not able to move the right pieces around.
Mulroy to Bosley from the back line gets it across. Now Chartier sets it up for Becker. Off the hands of Sherling and out of play. Another point for Horton.
You like my chess reference? You a chess guy, Brandon?
I am terrible at chess. I kind of remember the rules. I learned it a while ago, but I would probably need a fresh up for sure. Cobras get it across. Chartier, far side, Hutfliss spike, Hutfliss kill. It's a broken record. And now Horton is putting in some work. They lead at 19-7, just continuing to blow it open here in set two, trying to put this one away. Chartier's got a lot of momentum with that serve. Going down Cochran to get it. Mulroy pushing it back, and now Shoop miss it with one hand and right into the net, 20-7. Another big run by the Chargers. Cobra's in some danger here as, again, you got Chartier who's serving. does have an ace here in this matchup. I was back in the first set. And we're going to get some substitutions here. Line change here for Horton.
And we're going to see Cheyenne Hutchison come in, also Kirsten Smith. So the sophomore Hutchison and the freshman and Smith coming in, just getting in some good quality reps in here for the Chargers.
Getting some key pieces. A little bit of a breather here. We got a good lead trying to put this one away. Chartier has it up front. Here's the set, and there's the spike. And the first hit for Cheyenne Hutchison is a little bit strong and out of play, and that stops the run. It's now 20-8.
Well, you know, you just got to get into a little bit of a rhythm. And she had a nice positioning, just took it a little too hard on the outside.
They set it back up, and this time it's Smith. He just came in, and her first touch is right into the net.
Yeah, so
20-9.
Back-to-back mistakes from the bench warmers, so that's not something you want to see, but, of course, you know, again, I come back to that. You know, trying to get into rhythm, I'm sure they'll find it. And that's why they're put in.
Now, Brent Shoup with the service error, so it is now 21-9. And Horton won the first set 25-20, never trailed in that first set. They actually have not trailed in this second set, although it was tied a couple of times early. Chartier hits it in the wrong direction, and now Hutfliss back to the net, able to get it across. Right to Chartier. Hutfliss pushing it back, sets it up for Sturton. Her spike, Shoup with the dive. Mulroy with the save. And the miss hit by Cochran. It was a good job by Shoup and then Sherling to keep it alive, but now 22-9. And here's the freshman Smith, gets the serve across for Horton, trying to put this one away. Bosley with the spike, Chartier with the beautiful dig, and now we get a stoppage of play. And I wasn't sure the call, but it's against the Chargers. 22-10.
Yeah, Chargers, and really clean. This is the best they've played Jackson Heights all year right now in this game, and they're looking to come away with the broomstick.
Jackson Heights.
Another point.
They got one back.
It's
a miss hit by Horton. So back-to-back. It's only three times in this match where they've scored back-to-back points. Sturton gets it across. Now Melly's the tap. Chartier, left side, Sturton, way too strong. So three straight for Jackson Heights. They're within 22-12, but still a long way to go. This is Cochran to serve. Kabia, Chartier, Hutfliss, they set it up, and it's well defended, but I think that one went out.
Yeah, Melly was trying to go on the block. She was the leader of the blocking pack, but unfortunately for the Cobras, she sent that out to the near side far left, and Hutfliss smiled, seeing that one go out of bounds.
Boy, that is a massive serve by Hutchison, but threw it into about the fourth row, and it's 23-13.
That had some dangerous heat on it. It came out like a rope.
Tell you what, if you're not really paying attention on the far side, and you're in the bleachers about two rows up, you got to keep an eye on it. Been a couple that have just line-drived in there, and there's a Chartier tried to tap one across, maybe kind of a no-looker, and put it into the net, 23-14, as Bacon is serving here for Jackson Heights. They got a long way to go, and Hutfliss able to get it across. Shoup diving, saving, and now sent back across by Melly. Chartier, middle of the floor, Kabia, backside, taps across by Hutfliss. Couple hits at the knees. Bacon too strong. Point for the Chargers. It is match point. The separation potentially about to be created here atop the league standings.
Not only league, but also regional.
And a service error by Hutfliss keeps it alive for at least one more point. 24-15 now. It'll be Taylor Bosley. Spins it, dribbles. Spins it, dribbles. Spins it, and spins it, fires it. Here is Hutfliss. Third shot sent across by Sturton. Cochran, far side, Shoup the set, the spike, too strong, and that does it. Another service error ends it, or I should say just an error in general, not a service error, but the Horton Chargers stay undefeated in league play. They sweep Jackson Heights, creating more separation in the standings. 25-20. and 25-15. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap it, get you set for the final matchup tonight with Horton and Jefferson County North right after this.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Spetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Jefferson County North High School is Horton defeating Jackson Heights in our second matchup tonight, 25-20, 25-15. The Chargers stay undefeated in league play. Their dynamite season continues. They're now 18-9 overall, now 10-0 in league play. And the Cobras now backing themselves up into a hole. They're swept tonight, going 0-2, and they were one game back of the Chargers coming into tonight, and now they find themselves three back in the loss column with just 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Yeah, no, things going backwards here for Jackson Heights. They came in the day, they beat JCN earlier in the season. They played Horton close last week, so Jackson Heights' expectations was to come in here and compete. And unfortunately, Jackson Heights, they struggled in the set play. They got swept in both sets against Horton and JCN. They struggled to get things going. Brent Shoup, especially in that last game against Horton Chargers, just really struggled to find her footing there when it came to trying to go for those kill shots. She had some pretty good setup opportunities from her teammates, just couldn't find the finish, just went a little too heat or too much space to the outside and sent it out of bounds. But for Horton, what a great finish here for game number one for them. But going into game number two, they have a lot to look forward to against this Jefferson County North team. We've seen how dominant they have been. And we talked about this, Chargers, their only time they went into a third set was against Jackson Heights. And for the Chargers, they're going to have to force that. You know, they're going to force a deep run against Horton if they want to compete and try to get themselves higher in the league and in the regional play. But for Horton, not only do they jump or they stay above Jackson Heights in the league, but they're going to jump them in the regional standings going from fifth to fourth in that 16-team bracket that will be split into 8-8 once we figure that out with the seeding. I'll tell you what, At Horton, this is their triangular, and this is their league to win this year.
Yeah, at this point, if Horton's able to get it done tonight against Jefferson County North, I mean, you look at a team like Pleasant Ridge, who entered the night with just two losses. So the Rams are still in it, no doubt about it, but the Rams would probably want to stay perfect tonight going 2-0. That would keep them, again, within arm's reach. They would jump Jackson Heights in the league standings, but we'll see how the results elsewhere hold up tonight. Pleasant Ridge, they are hosting a double duel with Oskaloosa, and Oskaloosa has had a tough season, but Pleasant Ridge going to try to maybe earn themselves into solo second place here after tonight's end. But we got one more match to go here at JCN, the host Chargers against the Horton Chargers. As again, Horton still moving another step closer to their first league championship in 35 years. We'll step aside, about a six-minute timeout, so not crazy long. But we'll take it back to the studios. Kurt will have it for about 5 or 6 minutes or so. We'll come back. Crendon will have the call of our final matchup, Jefferson County North and Horton. Back in about 5 or 6 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.